Well, I don't accept the facts that were put in the question. There's no subsidisation of Australia's fossil fuel industries, and we have a body called the Productivity Commission that looks at the subsidies that governments give to different industries, and it doesn't agree with the figures that were quoted there. A lot of those figures, a lot of that $29 billion is made up of something called a fuel tax credit, which is a credit given back on fuel taxes to not just the mining sector, but agriculture or any users of fuel that don't use our road system. You know, the idea being that the petrol tax you pay at the pump is to help pay for our roads, but obviously the big trucks on our mines are operating off-road and on roads that they've paid for. And the other part of it is in.
So you're disputing that this assists the fossil fuel industry? These rebates that you're referring to?
Absolutely. As I say, and that's not... Well, I'm not disputing that. The productivity...
Well, you just said that you disagree with the facts presented, their IMF statistics that point to the global subsidies that are offered to the fossil fuel industry, including Australia.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes people get it wrong. As I said, I think the Productivity Commission here locally knows a lot more about the subsidies given to our different industries, and they've rejected that. The other aspect is when governments build ports, so for example, the Rudd government put $1 billion into the Hunter Valley Rail Coal Network, which I'm sure Joel was happy with, that's included in these subsidies, even though the coal companies have to pay for access to that rail. They pay it all back. In fact, the government's making a very good amount of money on that rail investment that was made. So that's not a subsidy either. And so these numbers are often put out, obviously, for certain political purposes, but they don't bear concordance with the facts.